Hello and welcome here on Chicago Cougars All Access. Chris Lobosco here with you as a good weekend for the Chicago Cougars as they win four in a row as they, well, more than four in a row, but on the weekend they were able to win all their games and joined here at the start with the head coach and general manager, Brad Stouffer. Brad, glad to have you on. A good weekend for your guys.
Hey, Chris, thanks for having me. I'm glad you corrected yourself so I wouldn't have to, but seven-game winning streak here heading into the holiday break, which we're real excited about. Capped it off with a four-game streak this weekend. You know, it's not easy to play four games in 3 days and be consistent and have a consistent result, so we're happy with the guys, you know, the effort that they showed. We got off to a couple slow starts. And a few of those games starting Friday at home at the Sears Center against the Islanders Hockey Club, you know, and then, you know, but we found a way to win the four games, had a great time up in the showcase when we went up to the Dells for Saturday, Sunday. Really is a great environment for our team and the kids as individuals, getting to play in front of some scouts and a lot of our guys getting noticed and getting some attention to move on to the next level. So great weekend all around, real impressive with the four wins, and excited for our guys heading into break.
Yeah, four wins against some really good teams from some of the different divisions around the USPHL and one team from the Eastern, or a couple teams from the Eastern Conference in the Midwest, too. But the big game was probably the one against the Traverse City Hounds, as they're near the top for the Eastern Conference for the Eastern Conference of the Midwest Division. And that was a win that you guys got 2-1, and they actually started the scoring off first there in that first half. And that was something, too. We talked to Gavin Nickerson on Friday during your guys' game when we were doing the broadcast, and he was saying it's a little bit different when you're playing only halves because you don't have that as much adjustment time as what you normally do when you play with the three periods and you get the two intermissions.
Yeah, that's definitely one adjustment with the showcases, the timing. It's only a 50-minute game as opposed to 60 minutes. So, and we only get a 5-minute warm-up as opposed to 15 normally. So you really got to prepare yourself mentally and physically before you step on the ice, because you get a 5-minute warm-up. You go right into the first period, or the first half, I should say, the showcase, and then you only get one break. So maybe we're a victim to that just a little bit, that format, but, you know, no excuses as it was. You know, we were able to get through it, but the format was a little bit different. I don't know how much it plays into it or not, but, you know, we were able to adjust enough to win that game. That was a huge game on the weekend. It was the biggest. We scored both of our goals actually within, I think it was like a 16-second interval. It was the same shift, same three guys, Mike Watson, our captain, with Gavin Nickerson and Anthony Svein. They were all three out there, and got a goal, lined it up at the faceoff, went back in, scored another one. So the 2-1 win, our two goals came within a real short time frame. I think it was 16 seconds, something like that.
Yeah, 12:50 was the goal for the first one, and then 13:06 the time at the second goal that gave you guys the win. So, yeah, 16 seconds about between each other, that's pretty awesome. And that's a little bit of a change there to the with Mike and out there with Zavain and Gavin Nickerson. Mike Watson is a guy who he was out for a while, coach, that he's really been playing really well since he has come back, and it seems like he's just getting better every week.
He's done a great job, you know, just, and he's a leader in our room as a captain and plays a two-way game, so he works all three zones of the ice, which really helps out his teammates, and has a good, you know, knack for the net. You know, can score when he needs to, but he's a good playmaker too, sees the ice. He really does it all well, you know, battles. So we enjoy having him. He's another one of those guys that we feel we can put on any of our lines, really, and he's going to help out. You know, he can play a fast game. He can play a slow kind of grind game. And we mixed up the lines, as you touched on just briefly, a little bit in some of the games, you know, just to try to stimulate a little bit more from some of the guys and even out some of our lines, you know, just different reasons in different games, but trying to mix guys in and get everybody a feel too in the showcase format. So did a good job, and I liked how those three looked when they were together for the limited time this weekend. So
Yeah, and something that we haven't seen, at least for some of the other regular season's games. Like you said, though, talking here with head coach and general manager Brad Stoph of the Chicago Cougars here on Chicago Cougars All Access, you know, we hadn't seen that look from the team. We're used to seeing it to be Cody Ray back out there with Zavane and Gavin Nickerson. But I think that those guys, that Cody Rayback included, that the four of them that we just mentioned can all really play with a different number of groups or different pairings or for their lines, that and they could play well. They're able to, it seems like those are guys that can adapt and play well with whoever, whatever sort of style of player that they're playing with too.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's not just those four. We really have a talented group here this year, you know, which is, you know, a testament to our guys and what they've done in the past and where they've been. But I feel like we can mix it around and we look for probably pairs that work together and then try to kind of throw another guy in is kind of how I typically formulate forward lines. If you could find two guys with a lot of chemistry and then get another guy in there to round out the three. But there's, you know, different times guys click and then maybe they'll lose it for a little bit and then get it back. You know, just you kind of take the temperature of the team and each individual personality and the way the games are going or how a weekend might go. Or against a different opponent, maybe you might adjust a little bit. But we tinker around. But getting a good feel for our guys now about two-thirds of the way through the season and how they work well with each other or maybe not. And then judging, basing the lines off that.
Well, and one thing that I think that has probably changed a lot, and it's also just because you've had some people in and out on the defensive side of things for your defensive pairings. Those have changed quite a bit. But again, it's because, like I had just said, where you had some guys leave and just some other things. So that's what caused these changes. You had Willie DeRemus, who's no longer with the team, some big, really big skates to fill. He's a guy who's important on the power play for you guys at the point and everything else. And I thought that Joey Palermo and Anthony Beltrame, I thought were two guys that really stepped up and were playing really well over the weekend from what I saw.
Absolutely. Yeah, and Willie's departure, you know, some of those other guys have stepped up, some of the younger guys that have been getting solid minutes, but probably, you know, not the minutes that they would like, maybe, in some instances, and now's their time, you know, and defensive pairings are a little different than the forward. You know, a lot of guys can play with a lot of people, just pairs, and sometimes, you know, there's times when we go with four guys, there's times we roll five, there's times we have all six guys getting all the time, so it's just... And most of our D have played with one another.
Yeah.
At some point during the season, you know, whether it be a practice pairing or a game pairing. But I thought those guys have really stepped up. Henry Laukkanen included.
Yes, definitely.
And Anthony Beltrame and Joey Palermo. Beltrame actually had a great highlight reel goal on Friday.
Yeah, there, he did.
He's very offensively talented. He has a lot of stick skill and will be a great prospect to watch here in the future. So, those guys stepped up and they're going to have to continue to do that. For the remainder of the season, you know, we're in the second half now, so I don't know, there's some saying that says, you know, rookies aren't rookies once you get to the second half. They already have a half of a season under their belt, so expect some more.
And of course, you have to hope for more, too, from them with the departures. And of course, you know, the biggest departure, too, was Ryan Hutchinson early on in the year when he moved up to the NAHL, so that was when things really had started then. But I think it's awesome that even with these changes, the defense never seems to lack too much for you guys. I think the most shots given up on the weekend was 20 to the Traverse City Hounds. But other than that, you guys were keeping teams under 20 shots, which you guys have some pretty good goalies. But when they're not seeing that many opportunities, that helps them out a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to eliminate and work in five-man units, too. You know, it's not just the defense. It's a good defensive effort, you know, collectively. But yeah, I agree. To limit the teams we played to in the shots, which is something for the most part all year we've done a pretty good job of outshooting our opponents and limiting them to kind of outside areas, you know, not giving them that grade A chance. But I think it's a good job all around, and our forwards deserve some credit for that too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it has to be the forwards as well involved, otherwise you won't be giving up that there'd be more shots given up, not that few of them. Talking with head coach and general manager Brad Stouffer's, good weekend. You guys only had the one day where you hosted at the Sears Center, and then everything else was at Poppy Waterman Ice Arena. How was that as an adjustment, too, where you have the showcase but in two different locations for the guys? That had to be a little bit of a bit of a different thing, especially compared to the Boston one where you're at the same place for every game.
Yeah, it was a little different. Originally, the showcase was meant to be held in Chicago, I believe, for the full, you know, 4-day duration and all the games. And we ran into some ice scheduling issues and things. So, you know, for the safety of all teams involved, and it was best to make sure we had a nice, secure, great facility. And the Dells is a fantastic rink, as is the Wisconsin Rapids rink. And we've played at both places in the past this season already. We only played in the Dells this weekend, just to clarify.
Right.
But there were games in the Rapids as well. You know, we had a bus ride, but it's only a 2.5-hour ride. And it was a building where we've already played some games in the season. So it wasn't something we really put too much thought to. Just go do our business. Doesn't matter, you know, what sheet of ice we're on. So wasn't too many adjustments based on the rink or anything.
Right. I'm sure it's an NHL-sized rink and everything else. Probably the biggest adjustments for the goalies, just different sight lanes compared to the Sears Center, I would imagine.
Yeah, there could be, you know, some adjustments made with that, but we've played there before, like I said. So, you know, hockey's hockey for the most part. Doesn't matter what rink you're on. So I don't think it was too big of an issue where we played this weekend for any of our guys, or myself included.
Which is always a good thing. And now guys get a bit of a break, too, is the nice thing. You get January 2nd is the next game, so a little bit of time off here for the guys to go spend Christmas with their families and friends. And what are you looking forward to having another? Because you guys did just have a break a couple weeks ago for Thanksgiving, but now you get that one last break before the end of the season push for the playoffs.
Yeah, the guys got a break around Thanksgiving time, a week off, and then we'll get another week here this week for the holidays. And it's just it's a nice time to remember that, you know, hockey's a huge part of our lives, but it's not the only thing. And we like to promote holistic development with our guys. So giving them time away from the rink, away from the game, and let them see with their families and friends, you know, get a little rest and relaxation to spend away from the rink is huge. So the guys will get 7 days off. You know, they're encouraged to work out during that time, but nothing, no official workouts or anything like we did over Thanksgiving. This is truly just a week off, and then we'll come back. We'll have a workout when all the guys return, and then a couple practices and workouts on those days as well, and it's back at it. We got Ileana the 2nd and 3rd of January, and then, like you said, it'll be the home push. Looking at the schedule and some of the things, we only have 15 league games left, I believe. So we really are coming down the stretch here already, and hope to make a playoff push, obviously, to play into March and add some more games. But as it stands, guaranteed games, you know, there's only 15 left, which is kind of crazy. It goes by quick. So every game is going to be important coming down the stretch, though. So this break is huge for guys to just recuperate and relax their minds and bodies for a little bit and come back strong and fresh for the push.
And you get some teams that you haven't seen before. You're going to see the SCV Magicians for the first time when you come back, but that's a couple weeks in. Motor City Hawks in February is another team that I don't believe you guys have played yet either. So a couple of teams that you haven't seen yet, and, of course, some familiar teams starting off from the break. You guys will have the Ileana Blackbirds 3 times in a row. You'll play them twice, the 2nd and the 3rd out by them at the Midwest Training and Ice Center, and then the 10th, you'll play them at the Sears Center. So we'll have that live for you on sportstownchicago.com. And then it's the Dells Ducks after that, and which starts really a very big chunk and hard portion of the schedule. You have the Dells Ducks, the SCV Magicians twice, and then the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. When we say those three names and you include the Cougars in there, that's your top four teams there in the standings. So that'll be a big couple weeks there when you have those three teams that you'll see.
Absolutely. I mean, that's going to be a huge weekend and a big stretch of the next 2 months. But for those to be important games, you know, we have to put ourselves in position for those to be important games. And we can't overlook Ileana. They're a team that plays hard. As I've always said, they're well coached by, you know, an ex-NHL player, Reed Simpson. And it seems like they always, you know, they're just ready to go. They want to knock a team off. They play with some energy, and they have a couple high-end players as well. They can put the puck in the net, and if you give them too much space and too much time, maybe too much respect, you know, they're a team that's capable of an upset. So
they are.
Those three games when we get back are important to put ourselves in position for those next four games to mean what they could mean.
Yeah, and you talk about Ileana. They were also part of the showcase that was happening, the Midwest Showcase. They didn't have too bad of a weekend for themselves in the showcase as well. I got to broadcast at least one of their games, and they had at least a good start to the showcase for them. So, like you said, not a team to really fall asleep on. They're about a 500 team, and they've got some guys who are pretty dangerous with the puck.
Right, yeah, I don't know what their full record was for the showcase weekend, but, yeah, like you said, they're a team that's right in the middle of the pack in the Western Conference of our division, and it seemed like the Western Conference was a little stronger than the Eastern on the showcase based on just looking at the records of, you know, the teams. It looked like the West, you know, for the most part had more wins against the East than vice versa. So a middle-of-the-pack team such as Ileana in the West, you know, is capable of knocking off one of those top teams in the West, which maybe isn't the case in the Eastern side. So, again, it's just a team that is going to play hard, and you never know what can happen playing a team three times in a row either with the adjustments. And, they get to know you a little bit and keep your friends close and enemies closer, you know, to an extent. But they'll get a little friendly and get to know your strengths and weaknesses and can adjust. So, that's something to be noted. I guess when you play a team three times, that's another challenge. So
yeah,
we'll have our hands full.
And you play them three times in a row, and you've already played them a lot this year. And just looking at their schedule here, they beat the Motor City Hawks. They beat the Islanders, who were a team you guys beat as well. And they won yesterday as well against the Kalska Rhinos. And actually, they're playing today, it says. And actually, that game is in progress right now. So
we'll
know for sure how they did after the game today. But, I mean, even so, it's a like you said, it's a team that you can't overlook when you're looking at the schedule.
They're on a roll a little bit too, so
yeah,
definitely. We don't want to overlook anybody, but yeah, they're definitely a team that's capable of striking, and we don't want to be the victim.
Talking here with general manager and head coach Brad Stouffer's here on SportsTownChicago.com. And coach, you know, we've been talking a lot about the hockey side of things, but the Cougars do a lot outside, a lot of work in the community with the holidays times. I know there was the food drive earlier. Has there been anything else that's been going on with the guys or anything coming up that people should try and get out to when you guys do it?
Yeah, we've got a big big event on January 31st now that we'd like to announce. We're going to be playing a game to benefit the Wounded Warriors project for the, you know, the Army veterans that come back. And we're going to play a game. It's going to be a sled hockey game.
Oh.
Some of the details yet to be announced, but we'll get that up on our website here shortly, probably through the holiday season. Then everything will be out by the first of the year. But it'll be a great event to benefit the Wounded Warriors, and you know, for us to be able to take part in that, and like we talked about a little bit earlier, is just taking time with family and friends, and the freedoms that we enjoy to give back to those that have fought overseas or serve our country, to give us those freedoms is always something that, you know, you can take for granted. It's easy to forget about those guys. So I'm excited. I think the team's excited for this opportunity to give back to those guys and showcase, you know, ourselves and show what we're about to our organization, to give back to others and really respect those that have served us and our country. So that'll be a huge event. That's the next biggest thing we have coming in the community. But I appreciate you asking and for giving me that time to touch on that a little bit. We'll have more details in weeks to come. But that'll be a cool event. It'll be open to the fans as well. And it's going to be a spectacle. So hope to see everyone out there for that game. January 31st at the Sears Center.
That would be great. That'll be fun to watch and just participate in whatever way that we do with SportsTownChicago.com. Sled hockey is the guys better have their arm, better make sure that they don't do any upper body workouts before that because they're going to be dying after that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the USA Hockey National Team Development Program has they have their tryouts. It's out in New York every summer in July, and I've worked them a few times to help evaluate kids for the national team and coach teams and things like that. And it always runs in conjunction with the U.S. Olympic sled hockey team training. So we get to see some of these guys firsthand. So I've seen it a little bit before. These guys are impressive, the sled hockey. And it is a heck of an upper body workout. I mean, some of these guys are absolutely jacked. And you see them, the things that they can do on those sleds. It's impressive. It's pretty wild, and it's very, very cool to see. Very neat to see what they can do.
It's very, when you talk about the Olympic team and the national team, those guys are, I mean, it's incredible to watch it. They had, I think it was on NBC Sports, they had a documentary on the sledge hockey team, and those guys are it's awesome what they do, and the stories that these guys have. Some of them are former veterans and just come from different walks of life. It's really a very inspiring thing to see and watch what these guys have gone through and what they've done to just get to this point. And they're good at what they do, that is for sure. They've had pros out there, and the pros are like, man, we can't do this.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It is awesome, and I agree. It's inspiring to see that they have challenges that they're overcoming and what they can do with their bodies, you know, regardless of, you know, their situation. It's neat to see. It always kind of, you know, makes you feel warm inside to see these guys doing good. And like I said, our event with them is going to be awesome on January 31st. To benefit the Wounded Warriors. It's going to be really cool. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. And should be a great event.
I'm looking forward to it, too, and the more details that will come out. And like you said, around the first of the new year is probably when we'll know more. So looking forward to that. And, you know, I don't know if we'll be broadcasting it or not, but if we are, I'll be excited to do that. And if I'm not broadcasting, I'll be involved however I can. So I can't wait for that one. Really quickly, though, Coach, before we let you go, any plan? What are your plans for the holiday week? That since you have it off too?
Yeah, I'm heading back down to St. Louis to see some friends, family, you know, the loved ones for a few days. Try not to think about hockey for a little while, and just enjoy, you know, time together and back in my hometown for a little bit. Then I'll go up to Detroit. There's a big you know, youth hockey midget major and midget minor tournament in Detroit. Actually, there's one simultaneously in Chicago, so I'll be splitting time between the two of those tournaments to try to see a lot of these up-and-coming 16, 17, and 18-year-old kids that could be future Cougars. A little recruiting, hitting the recruiting trail, so I'll be between Detroit and Chicago for two or three days trying to watch as much hockey as I can between those two tournaments before we ultimately get going again there on the 29th in preparation for Ileana.
So a lot of big game, a lot of big things coming up for you and Coach. Thanks and appreciate having you on always, and really have a good holiday break. So have a good Christmas and a good New Year's, and thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Chris. Merry Christmas to you and the guys at Sportstown Chicago. We always appreciate it. And love the support you guys give for us this year with the show Cougars All Access and your color commentary at the games. It's great. Thank you very much, Chris. We'll talk to you in the new year.
All right. That was head coach and general manager Brad Stovers. We'll take a timeout, and we'll have a player come on here in just a little bit. So be sure to tune in for that here on SportsTownChicago.com.